Allison, you've had an eventful, productive, and demanding 8 years here with many outstanding achievements. One day, when you look back on your time as president and CEO of the Philadelphia Orchestra, what will stand out to you as your single biggest achievement?
It was exciting to come back to the orchestra that launched my career. So my goal was to have great music continue, for this storied orchestra to be more in the community. And I think that's what we've accomplished by financially stabilizing the orchestra. Yannick is here, joy is in the concert hall, and we are getting to know our community. So that stands out for me.
It really is joyous at the subscription concerts, especially when Yannick is conducting. And really, all the guest conductors that I've interviewed have talked about how tremendous the orchestra is, what a joy and privilege it is for them to conduct this fine ensemble. Now, you say that you're reaching the community more. How has the partnership between WRTI and the orchestra helped further that?
Oh, it's unspeakable what has happened when you go back on radio and you're available. You know, I think there's this misconception that if, I'll speak about the orchestra, you're on radio, you deplete your audiences who come into the concert hall. And I think it's the opposite. I think actually the ability for people to hear a performance they love again on a broadcast, or maybe hear the orchestra for the first time on a broadcast and then want to come, has made all the difference in adding some of that joy in the concert hall.
Do you see an increase in your audience numbers?
We do. We have a very strong increase in attendance, as well as people who are trying new concerts, and especially our young friends. We have about 3,700 young friends. They're kind of age 21 through 40, and they are tremendous consumers of these concerts.
So the future of American Symphony Orchestras seems to be much more promising when you look at the audience members. But your stepping down means that there will be vacancies at the very top for three big orchestras, LA, San Francisco, and now Philadelphia. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think there's a natural cycle of leadership that happens. And I know when I came into the orchestra business, all of my mentors aren't working anymore. So I think some people are making a choice to go and support orchestra in other situations. And I think in some cases, there's just a natural evolution.
So it's not something that we should be worried about necessarily about the future of the fiscal and artistic health of American orchestras with this change in leadership right now?
No, I think the Philadelphia Orchestra is a calling card that is remarkable, quite honestly. I ran to come back to the Philadelphia Orchestra, and it was in less good shape than it is now. But I do think audiences should know that the orchestras do need their patronage in the concert hall, of course, but also the gifts that they can help provide for programs so that we can keep the strength of the orchestras.
Would you care to share with us what you think the biggest challenge was of your tenure here?
You know, I think balancing fiscal health with great artistic vision is tremendously difficult. We have never lacked vision here. We can't do everything we can vision, which of course is a good sign. So we were a race against time to put the underpinnings of financial health of this orchestra in place so that it never stopped playing. That's not usually the case in a turnaround this big. And I'm proud that that was the case.
It really is remarkable. I think it speaks to your leadership. So for young women or men entering the field of arts administration or any career and looking to you as a role model, do you have any words of wisdom to share about your success in life and in leadership?
You must love what you do. These are all consuming responsibilities, not just the work, but you are the convener of internal conversations between the artists and a board. You are the ambassador to the community of what the programs of the orchestra are. You need to show up for other people's work and create an enthusiasm for the institution. So I would say first get involved in things that you can feel successful at. Radio stations is a great place to start. Henry Fogel is a wonderful example of that historically. But you must love it because it will consume your every hour.
And in terms of communicating with colleagues and other people that you work with, what is particular about your style, Allison's style?
Well, I hope to create a dialogue around ideas. I like to be an ideator. So it's never mattered to me whether the ideas came from the vice presidents or within the staff, musicians, or board. What matters is that we constantly are problem solving and we're designing solutions that are right for this orchestra. I wouldn't presume anything we've done here actually works somewhere else. Every place that I have gone is needed to be created by the people who are there and the communities that they serve.
So it sounds like very creative problem solving and being open to new ideas is part of your philosophy. So as a result, there's a huge amount of positive energy and excitement on the horizon for the Philadelphia Orchestra, especially under Yannick's music directorship. Why have you decided to step down now?
Because I also believe that you have to show good governance. And we have the next plan of the orchestra just approved by the board. And it will call for a significant endowment that needs to be raised. And I am passionate about that endowment being raised. All of the work of our turnaround does need to be underpinned since the orchestra has the lowest endowment of any major orchestra in the country. It's like the next to do. That will take time. And more time than I probably can give it. So the next person should come and have the benefit of a stronger institution and be very focused at underpinning it going forward.
Why do you think that takes more time than you can give it?
Well, I am an ideator. I have more ideas to go out and share. And I think probably we have a good set of vision ideas here now. So I would like to be able to go out and continue to work in design thinking. I have a bucket list I put aside to come to the orchestra when it was in trouble that I'd like to go back to, that is actually taking design thinking, problem solving that involves empathy, taking apart the institution and putting it back together that's translatable beyond music.
That sounds very exciting. It sounds very useful to a lot of different organizations, not just orchestras. Do you care to share what December 2018 will look like for Alison Vulgamore?
Oh, lots of tears. I find it hard to throw myself to the universe. That is what I'm doing because I do believe that the orchestra needs to go ahead and start a search and prepare for the next person coming. And I'd like to help the staff transition for that. So for me, I will be celebrating the orchestra, but I'll be sad to leave.
That's December 2017. What about December 2018 in a year?
Oh, well, I will have done some family things I've looked forward to with my niece and nephew, some trips, and I will be somewhere in a passion that I have, as I've said, helping to problem solve in new and creative ways.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Thank you so much, Alison. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate the wonder of knowing the orchestra and caring for it.